Hello everyone, it's Ryan. I'm here to talk about tech stuff. So I was listening to Gary Vee and he was saying, document the journey. See, my wife said, hey, you need to get on social media. You need to get a presence going or you're not going to find any customers for the business that you're going to grow. So the business that I'm doing is a computer business and I'm trying to make it more than a hobby. I got a lot to learn. I'm starting from almost zero, and the operating system that I'm going to base it off of is OpenBSD. I really like the format. I like the people around it. It's focused on security and not on what everybody's wanting, just laser focused. And I really like that aspect of it. However, I can tell you that as of now, it's just been really difficult running into problems. Like, I can use something like Ubuntu, which is a Linux program, and find everything I need, and everything works properly. I think OpenBSD is a little harder. I'm not sure if they've got into multi-threading yet. I heard that they are just single thread currently because of the problems that multi-threading can be, the security issues, because OpenBSD is super secure. Now, what I'm running into right now, it starts with I'm trying to set the desktop up correctly in a way that is just usable enough for people that don't know how to use the terminal. Someone that just wants to use the graphical user interface. So I'm learning a little bit about X window systems and all that stuff, and I'm trying to get something more custom to work, and it's been having problems. For an example, I used the GTK, which GTK is a toolkit that makes it easier to use the Windows. And I got it kind of set up, and then it crashes. Every time I use the system, it says there's a dump, a core dump. So I tried the GTK, didn't work. I tried to use X Windows. Just solely X Windows through the C programming language. That didn't work. It's just very difficult. So what I needed to do, I got to almost where I needed, and then what I wanted to do was make a file explorer graphical user interface, and it's kind of difficult because I want to use OpenBSD's XenoDM interface. And when I use the XenoDM interface, I just run into all sorts of problems. But I almost cut it and went to Lumina desktop. But then I read that in the manual that the XenoDM is the most secure way to do it. And I did, when I first started using XenoDM, I got Lumina to work within XenoDM. So that's what I'm going to try and do. I'm going to get Lumina to work in the XenoDM. I couldn't get it to work currently, so I have to reboot my system. I'm going to uninstall it, reinstall it, and see if I can get Lumina to work within XenoDM. This might be partly because I was messing with it's called FV Window Manager, Feline Window Manager, and I was using that, learning that. It's a pretty neat system, but it's kind of hard with the documentation, especially since the one that's online is newer. The one that is actually being used by everyone has been updated. OpenBSD use an older version because of the licensing. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that OpenBSD makes sure it's under a BSD really usable license because I do plan on selling computers. So I'm back at trying to figure out how to get Lumina on there. And then I want to only use one desktop. XenoDM starts out with six different, they're called pagers, desktops that you can use and click around. And I just don't think the people that I'm going after will really need that. So right now, focused on getting a program that's usable, at least usable by people on the graphical user interface. Now, I don't think it's going to be just amazing, right? Like a lot of these desktops are, but it's going to be usable, and that's all I want. Because what I'm really going after is not necessarily the desktop and that workability. I mean, something that's workable but minimal. I'm looking for a connection to a server that I'll have set up for people to use, like a social network that's only for people that have my system. So that's going to be really tough because I don't know much about that. Thinking about using it's called Dragon or something like that. It's the fastest framework that you can get right now. I debated using OpenBSD's server system, OpenBSD's in-house system, but it's just not there yet. It's got a lot of, it's made for more simpler stuff. I got a lot of stuff that I want to do with this server and web application or framework. So that's a whole new thing to learn. I could learn Django probably pretty quick, but it's pretty slow. And it looked like the Dragon, or however you say it, is something from Game of Thrones, is similar. So I'll see if I can learn that. I looked into doing something with Rust, but I don't think they're mature enough, and they're not fast enough yet. If you look on the framework rankings, Rocket, which is a Rust framework, it looked like it had a lot of errors in it. The other one, ASICS, it looks like it's doing pretty good, but it's a different type of system that uses applications, and I'm not sure I could learn that. I think I can learn the Dragon better because it's set up kind of like Django. Django is just the documentation's amazing, easy to learn. They got tutorials free on YouTube, all that. And since Dragon is similar, I think I can pick that up. And plus, it's the fastest one, so speed is good. So that's where I'm at with it. I've been learning C lang. I've learned it for a while, but I'm really learning it right now because when I go work out. So for an hour, I'm watching YouTube videos on it. And then when I get home, I'll read the C lang one from No Starch Press. And I'll read the one from the original OG one. With Dennis Ritchie and Ken something. So that one's a little more, I think, in depth, a little more complicated. But C, from what I'm gathering, looks a little easier than C++, which if I get a good working knowledge of C, I'll probably switch over to C++ because they have really good documentation. Two books that he put out are really good about programming, and I think give me a good base on how to do it, because it over 1,000 pages each, I think. Good base on programming itself. So I don't think just the C language I'd be learning how to program better with that. I've used C++ a little bit. I mean, not used it, but learned it a little bit and learned C a bit. I like C a lot better. I think the problem is why people want to switch to Rust, why big companies want to switch to Rust, why so many people want to switch to Rust, is because people just don't program well. And what I've heard the reason is because their bosses tell them to put out this code too quickly, and they're not actually thinking about how do I do it correctly. It's just, okay, we'll make this do this, and then you'll have memory leaks instead of doing it correctly. So Rust protects against that. It's good. I think it's good for companies to use it, big industry companies, because it'll protect against those memory leaks, and you can have you don't have to worry about coders being stupid. So I mean, it's not bad. It's just kind of annoying, because what you could do instead of messing with your whole code base is you could, and changing all the C++, what you could do is make a compiler that protects against problems like that. Make a C++ compiler, like a special C++ compiler that will protect against memory leaks and all that. And that's all you would have to do. It would use the same code, same everything, except the compiler wouldn't let you write unsafe code. So, I mean, that's all they'd have to do. But instead, they invented a whole new language. But, I mean, it is what it is. It seems to be taking off, and people love it. So I see it as taking over most of the C++ and everything these days. It'll just take some time. I probably, for me and the business I'm growing, I'll probably use mainly Rust. Rust, Python, maybe TypeScript. Because it's going to overtake JavaScript, and that's about the big ones. And I forgot to mention earlier, when I was trying to make a file explorer, I tried to use Kinter on Python to make a file explorer on OpenBSD, but it wasn't working. And I think OpenBSD has just a weird relationship with X window system. I was trying to write something for X windows in C, and to connect it, I had to change the directory to get to the library, because usually the library is in a certain spot and it's expecting it to be there. But because in Linux it's in a certain spot, but in OpenBSD, they put it in a different spot. So that was interesting. I never had to put a certain link of directory in when I'm compiling the code. So I had to learn all that. I had to learn linkage, and I don't fully understand it, but I was able to get it to work. Thank goodness for places like Stack Overflow. I have all this information. So at least I can kind of figure it out. I just wish there was better tutorials and videos on that. You can learn a language, but then how do you do these certain off things like connecting libraries? So that's where I'm at now. Pretty soon I'm going to slow down. I have a full-time job. I do more than 40 hours a week at work, and then family. And the 20th of October, I'm starting up classes again for MBA. So really busy. I'm hoping to get back on it. I'll probably learn a lot of C coming up. Like, that's my next thing, is really push on learning C lang, especially working out. I'm trying to work out an hour a day, so that'll add up over time. Learning it from Free Code Camp. There's a 4-hour course on it. He's pretty decent. And then there's a guy named Caleb Curry who has a 10-hour course. So I'll learn both of those. After I get C down pretty good, I'll probably look at C++. And there's a 31-hour course on C++. So I might try to tackle that. I mean, there's a lot of it, some of it at least, he's just kind of pushing his own. Well, you have to do this. And it is, I think he gets a kickback from what programs he promotes, like IDEs that he uses in his tutorial, because he kind of pushes them, but I just use Vim, and Vim, I like Vim a lot. It's so simple. And then I use the compiler, the CC compiler, or the G++ compiler instead of the GCC one. They seem to be easier to use for me. And Vim is so easy. I don't have to download anything. Well, I have to download Vim, but I probably won't use anything else. It's just, I can go anywhere and use Vim. Anyways, that's where I'm at right now. Like I said, Gary V said, you know, document the journey, and it's so easy to do podcasts. So I'll just be continuing to do these podcasts. Thanks for listening, everyone. I don't know if there's any comments or anything that you can make, but I might look into doing this on other avenues, but this is just kind of documenting the journey, as he said. But the other thing he said, though, is he said that there's been people that have been doing it and they didn't get any views or likes or anything, just like he said. He says you gotta also make it entertaining. So that's my next step on this. How do I make my documenting the journey entertaining? All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'll bring up another one sometime. Thanks. Bye.